Hello and welcome to episode 336 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. My name is Steve Webb and I'm your host. Today is one of our special Dog Days of Podcasting episodes, and good old Chuck Tomasi, he of the recent oral surgery, sent in a question. We're going to get right to it, so Chuck, take it away.
Hello, Steve. This is Chuck Tomasi from ChuckChat.com. My question for you this time is, where would you recommend someone start reading the Bible if they had not gone through the Bible before? This is their first time. Should they start at Genesis, or do you have a different plan? Thank you very much. I look forward to your answer.
Hey, well, that's a really good question. A lot of people try to tackle the Bible as if it were a regular book. It sort of makes sense, right? You start on page one and go all the way through to the end. Genesis, which is the first book you see when you open the Bible, does start literally in the beginning, after all. But if you start there, it's really easy to get bogged down. You'll soon get into genealogies and lists and other things that really tend to drag. That's what happened to me the first time I tried to read the Bible through. I gave up on it after a short while. Another thing about starting with the Old Testament is that much of it is a history of how God dealt with the Jews, His chosen people, and His dealing with them in relation to the law. But now, since the Messiah has come in the person of Jesus of Nazareth, God's focus is not primarily on the Jew, but on all people. And because Jesus was the fulfillment of the law, God makes grace available to anyone who will believe that Jesus is the Savior. Really, all of history pivots on Him. So my suggestion is to start with the other book that begins at the beginning, the Gospel of John from the New Testament. Like the book of Genesis, it begins with the words, "In the beginning." But instead of focusing on the creation of the universe, the earth, and the first people, the Gospel of John focuses on the actual one who did the creating. Let me read the first few verses of John for you. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and apart from Him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men." And then dropping down a few verses, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw His glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth." John testified about Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me has a higher rank than I, for He existed before me. For of His fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ." So the Gospel of John tells us about Jesus and the fact that He was more than just a man. He was also God. He was 100% man and 100% God. Getting a firm grasp on that concept is imperative for a better understanding of every other book in the Bible. Jesus is called the cornerstone, that part of a foundation around which every other part of a building is based. And I look at the book of John as a first-time Bible reader's cornerstone. And then from there, I recommend alternating from Old Testament to New and back again as you read through the Bible. After all, it wasn't written chronologically from Genesis to Revelation, so there's really no reason to read it that way either. There are many Bible reading plans available. For mobile devices, the Bible app has many to choose from, or for a web-based solution, you could go to the Bible app's publisher, uversion.com. And of course, following along with this podcast will get you through the Bible as well. You already know the plan I use here. So, there you have it, Chuck. I appreciate your asking. Guys, I highly recommend you check out ChuckChat.com and all the great stuff Chuck has there on his website. Chuck is a delight to listen to, and one of his shows, Technorama, is co-hosted by Craig Stepp, who dreamed up this crazy Dog Days of Podcasting concept. Check it out at ChuckChat.com. And for the other Dog Days of Podcasting shows, check out DogDaysOfPodcasting.com. I think the other day I said .org, but it's .com. And if you'd like to ask a question, send it to steve@lifespringmedia.com. If I use your question on the air, I'll send you a free copy of my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. For more information on that, just go to easybiblenamesguide.com. Tomorrow, we're back to our regular LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, and we'll be on Track 1, which will take us to the Old Testament book of 2 Samuel. We'll read more about King David and a guy with a long, funny name, Mephibosheth. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thanks for being here. Bye.